7 News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 21, Pretoria 23, Tzaneen 27. Three suspects from Gauteng, a woman and two men, were arrested for the murder and robbery after a man's body was found in bushes near Zanadu Estate in Hartbeespoort. A 21-year-old who had been robbed the last week recognized the woman near the scene and raised the alarm. Police discovered the victim's body near where the previous victim's car had been found abandoned earlier. The Northwest Police's Mpo Manyano.
During the arrest, police confiscated numerous cell phones and other items, including the sport equipment robbed from the 21-year-old. The trio, aged between 22 and 35, were apprehended and charged with murder and robbery.
The MK has distanced itself from its Secretary General Floyd Shivambu's controversial visit to Malawi, where he publicly supported self-proclaimed prophet and fugitive Shepherd Bashiri. Bashiri and his wife Mary are wanted in South Africa and are set to be extradited. Lebohang Ndashi reports.
As backlash intensifies, the Umkhonto we Sizwe party has disowned Shibambu's visit to Shepherd Bushiri's church, stating that it was neither sanctioned nor supported by the party. The party stressed that Shibambu acted in his own personal capacity without any mandate or prior knowledge from the party's leadership. The MK party says it remains firmly opposed to associating with fugitives from justice. The Bushiris are challenging their extradition, arguing the affidavit backing South Africa's request lacked proper legal authentication under Malawian law, making the evidence, they say, inadmissible. Lebohang Ndashi, Jacaranda FM News.
The Gauteng Health and Wellness Department has confirmed a fire at Tambisa's emergency unit has been contained. All patients were safely evacuated with no injuries or fatalities reported, according to the spokesperson. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The hospital has faced recent scrutiny over safety standards. Spokesperson Lesiba Molotana.
The extended emergency area of the hospital will remain on direct until further notice, meaning that we will not receive any other patients for now. Those seeking medical care must go to the nearest facilities. We'll keep the patients and the users of the facility updated of any development.
And Israel has been granted an extra 6 months to respond to South Africa's genocide allegations over its actions in Gaza. Israel told the International Court of Justice it needs more time to handle the evidentiary issues. South Africa's opposition to the extension, citing insufficient justification and the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Mio Pinar for myself and the rest of the news team. Good afternoon.
There you go. The midday news. Geleverie, the toughest man on Jacaranda FM. You know why I'm saying that. Survived a head-on collision with a truck. We're very grateful. Dude, I cannot believe you went through that. It is ongelooflik story.
Yeah, it makes me rethink my career as an F1 driver.
Nicely said. Emil Pinar, hy sal terug op die nuus wees hierdie komende week. Thanks, my brother. Nice to have you back with us.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back.
Lekker to have you back, man. Okay, so Sunday afternoon, what are the hits we're going to be playing? I wonder.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.
Me at the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear.